Process number 16, pivoting. When to use this process? When you are aware that the statement you just made is the opposite of what you want to attract into your experience. Or when you want to establish an improved point of attraction. Or when you're feeling fairly good but know that you could feel even better and you're willing to take the time to make that happen right now. Current emotional set point range. This pivoting process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between number 8, boredom, and number 17, anger. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, review the insert enclosed with this recording and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. It's possible to be focused in vibrational opposition to what you really desire without knowing you are. It's like the opposite ends of a stick. When you pick up a stick, you pick up both ends. This pivoting process will help you be more aware of which end of your stick you're currently activating, the end that's about what you want or the end that is about the absence of what you want. The contrast of your time-space reality is extremely useful, for contrast helps you focus your thoughts. Whenever you know what you do not want, you also know even more clearly what you do want. And whenever you know what you do want, you also know even more clearly what you do not want. And so your exposure to contrast sharpens your focus and gives birth to new preferences and desires. In fact, this valuable contrast assures the eternal expansion of all that is. The process of pivoting is often the first step in beginning to shift your habit of vibration, because this is a process that helps you more clearly define exactly what you desire. But because there is usually a wide variance in the vibration on one end of the stick and the vibration on the other end of the stick, you usually do not immediately shift your vibration just by making a statement of desire. For example, when you're sick, you know very clearly that you want to be well. Or when you do not have enough money, you know very clearly that you want more money. Now, by turning your attention to what you do want, and by holding your attention upon what you do want, you will begin to vibrate there. At first, your awareness of what you do not want helps you identify what you do want. In other words, as you speak the words of your desire, your vibration may not match your words, but if you will continue the process of pivoting, that is, if whenever you feel negative emotion, which helps you know that you're focused upon something unwanted, you will stop and say, I know what I don't want, so what is it that I do want? Then in time you will change your vibration on the subject. Little by little you will redirect your vibration, and eventually the improved vibration will become your dominant thought. See the process of pivoting as a gradual shifting of your point of attraction, and enjoy the positive results that must follow. It is not possible for you to consistently give your attention to what you do want and not receive it, for the law of attraction guarantees that whatever you're predominantly focused upon will flow into your experience. Abraham, speak to us more about the pivoting process. The most important thing to remember is that you are the attractor of your experience, and that you are attracting it by virtue of the thoughts that you're offering. Thoughts are magnetic, and as you think a thought, it will attract another, and another, and another, until eventually you will have physical manifestation of the vibrational essence of whatever has been the subject of your thoughts. If you've ever experienced, and we know you have, that which you would consider to be negative emotion, you may describe it as fear, doubt, frustration, or loneliness. There are many ways that you describe negative emotion. What you are experiencing in that negative emotion is the thinking of a thought that does not vibrate at a frequency that is in harmony with where or who your own inner being is. You see, through all your life experiences, physical and non-physical, your inner being, or the total you, has come to a place of knowing and to a place of wanting. And so, when you are in this physical body, consciously focused upon a thought that does not harmonize with that which your inner being has come to know, then the resultant feeling within you is one of negative emotion. If you were to sit on your foot and cut off the circulation of the flow of blood, or if you were to put a tourniquet around your neck and restrict the flow of oxygen, you would see immediate evidence of this restriction. And in like manner, when you think thoughts that are not in harmony with your greater knowing, the flow of life force, the energy that comes from your inner being into your physical apparatus, is stifled or restricted. And the result is that you experience negative emotion. And if you would allow it to continue over a longer period of time, you would receive negative deterioration of your physical apparatus. That's why we say that all illness is a result of the allowance of negative emotion. As you're understanding that a feeling of negative energy is an indicator that you're not in harmony with your greater knowing, many of you have reached the point of saying, I want to feel good more of the time. And we say, that is a magnificent acknowledgement. Because when you're saying, I want to feel good, what you're really saying is, I want to be in the place of positive attraction, or I want to be in a place where the thoughts that I'm thinking as I'm feeling good are in harmony with my greater awareness. Pivot from what is unwanted to what is wanted. Many of you would not have such a difficult time feeling good if you were in an environment where there was not so much negative influence around you. That was certainly true on the day that you emerged into this physical body. But since you live in a dimension where there is much influence of thought that is abounding, it is of value for you to have some processes to assist you in getting from that place where you do not want to be to the place where you do want to be, and the process of pivoting is just such a process. When you're feeling negative emotion, you're in a very good position to identify what you want, because never are you more clear about what you do want than when you are experiencing what you do not want. And so, if you'll stop in that moment and say, something is important here, otherwise I would not be feeling this negative emotion, I need to focus on what I want, and then turn your attention to what it is you want, in the moment of turning your attention, the negative emotion and negative attraction will stop. And in the moment the negative attraction stops, the positive attraction will begin, and your feelings will change from not feeling good to feeling good. That is the process of pivoting. You will never be in a place where there is only the pureness of positive emotion or the pureness of positive energy, because within everything that you want, there is an automatic and natural counterbalance that is the lack of what you want. And so your work is to define what it is you want, and then to, in a very deliberate way, hold your thoughts in the direction of your desires. And the emotional guidance that comes forth from your inner being that you feel in terms of negative or positive emotion will assist you in knowing which side of the equation you're on. Are you thinking of what you want or the lack of it? A young father called and said, Abraham, my son is wetting the bed and he's too big for that. I've tried everything I know and I'm at my wit's end. I don't know what to do. And we said, when you come into the bedroom in the morning, what happens? And he said, I come in and right away I know it's happened again. I can tell by the odor in the room. And we said, and how do you feel at that point? And he said, I feel disappointed, and then angry, and then frustrated because it just keeps going on and I don't know what to do about it. And we said, aha, you are perpetuating the bedwetting. He asked, well, what should I do? And we said, what do you say to your little boy? And he said, I tell him to get out of those wet clothes and get into the bathtub. I tell him he's too big for this. We've talked about it before. And we said, when you enter the room and feel the negative emotion as you realize that what you do not want has occurred again, stop and ask yourself what it is you do want and get your thoughts focused upon that before you go further into the experience of your little one. And you will then see improvement in what happens. So we asked this father what this experience had helped him recognize about what he wanted. He said, I want my little one to wake up happy and dry and proud of himself and not embarrassed. We said, good. As you're thinking those sorts of thoughts, then what is oozing out of you will be in harmony with what you want, not out of harmony. And you will be more positively, powerfully influencing your little one also. And then words will come out of you such as, oh, this is part of growing up. All of us have been through this, and you're growing up very fast. Now, get out of those wet clothes and get in the bathtub. This young father called very soon after that, within a few weeks, and said that the bedwetting had stopped. You see, it is really so simple. When you feel bad, you're in the process of attracting something that will not please you, and it's always because you're focused upon the lack of something you want. And so, the process of pivoting is the conscious decision to identify what it is you do want. We do not want to imply that the feeling of negative emotion is a bad thing, because very often in the feeling of negative emotion, you're alerted to the fact that you're in the process of negatively attracting, and so it's like a warning bell. It is part of your guidance system. We encourage you very strongly not to beat up on yourself when you recognize that you're feeling negative emotion, but as soon as you can, stop and say, I'm feeling some negative emotion, which means that I'm in the process of attracting what I don't want. What is it that I do want? A very simple process of pivoting would be to say, I want to feel good. Anytime you're feeling bad, stop and say, what I want is to feel good. And if you will offer that, then thoughts will begin to come to you on the positive side of the equation. And as one thought attracts another, and attracts another, you will very soon be vibrating at the frequency that is in harmony with your greater knowing. And then you will really be rolling in terms of positive creation. Thoughts connect to thoughts, which connect to thoughts. Our friend Jerry has offered us the most powerful analogy for the way your thoughts connect to one another. He described a large ship coming into the dock. It was to be tied with a rope that was very large, almost 1 foot in diameter, too big and bulky to throw across the expanse of water. And so, instead, a small ball of twine was tossed across, which was spliced into a little bigger rope, which was spliced into a little bigger rope, which was spliced into a little bigger rope, until eventually the very large rope was easily pulled across the big expanse of water. And this is the way your thoughts dovetail into one another, with one connecting to another. On some subjects, because you've been pulling on the negative rope longer, it's very easy for you to get off on a negative tangent. It can take just a little utterance from somewhere, a memory of something or some suggestion to take you into a negative tailspin right away. And so sometimes it's difficult for you to let go of that negative rope, for you've been holding on to it for a very long time. But if, whenever you're feeling negative emotion, you will realize that you are negatively attracting and you will let your dominant intent be to feel good, then you can find yourself rather easily letting go of that rope. And so both the process of pivoting and the process of the Book of Positive Aspects are offered to assist you in recognizing in the early subtle stages that you are pulling on the very tips of that negative ball of twine so that you may right away release it and reach for the positive twine. As we're talking about the way thoughts connect to thoughts, connect to thoughts, connect to thoughts, we want to point out something that you may be missing. It is much easier to go from a little thought of something that makes you feel good to more that makes you feel good to more that makes you feel good than it is to be in a place where you're feeling bad and then go right to a place where you feel good. Do not try to save the world, save yourself. Because thoughts are so attractive, meaning that they attract more unto them, once you get going on a thought that does not feel good to you, it's easier for you to stay focused in that train of thought until you have a great amount of negative energy going than it is for you to pivot away. And for that reason, we would encourage the greatest exercise in pivoting that we can offer you. In other words, rather than moving forward into your day, not having any clear ideas of what you want, and waiting until some influence touches you that you do not like, feeling the negative response and deciding that you will pivot, it is so much more productive for you to go about your day with the decision to look for positive aspects. Do not try to save the world, save yourself. That means that you need to focus on what makes you feel good. The process of pivoting is the tool that will bring you to what you want. It is the process whereby you consciously decide, yes, I want to look for what I want, and I will no longer look in the direction of the lack of it. Pivoting is a continual, hour after hour, segment by segment process whereby you choose the positive. It is the way you get to feeling good, and it is a way that you can get whatever you want. This is the end of CD number 3.